Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
Trouble. Trouble, 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 trouble. I'm in trouble. You're in trouble. We've got trouble. Here comes trouble. I don't know what you think of when you think of trouble. The Bible talks actually a lot about being in trouble and people who found themselves in trouble, and we're going to look at that this morning. If you have your Bibles or your device, welcome to join me. We're going to show the scriptures up on Psalm 46 is where we're going to be. I've shared this message with Cornerstone Foursquare about 3 years ago. This is a Sunday where we're not in any kind of a series. Ladies' retreat's happening, a number of people away. And so it's just, there are a few Sundays that I look at and think, it's so good to just have a one-off sermon. And when I think of that, not tied to anything, that comes out of the Psalms, the prayer book of the church. As we turn to Psalm 46, we're going to look and see about this word trouble. I've found myself in trouble in times past when I wasn't expecting it. Have you ever discovered that all of a sudden you realize you're in trouble and you didn't know how much trouble you were in? For example, with some friends, Audrey and I were traveling. We were coming back from Cranbrook on the Crow's Nest Pass Highway. Came around a corner. There was a fog patch that we came into. Little snowy. It's fine. I was born here. I've driven in snow all my life. A little fog, no problem. Until we get into it and discover, no, it's a whiteout. We can't see anything. I know that there's a semi truck behind me. I noticed it before. And all of a sudden, we're in trouble. Audrey rolls down the window. She looks to see if she can see the line on the side of the road. I am praying in tongues as loud as I can. She looks down and she says, Barry, you're on the other side of the road. She was looking for the shoulder. She actually found the center line. So then I moved over to what was our side of the road. The trouble was I knew there was a cliff on that side. And trying to stay away from it. Things happen, normal things in life, and all of a sudden you realize you're in trouble, and you're in far more trouble than you knew you were. You were my brother-in-law. Well, it's probably a couple years ago now. Was eating dinner and just started to get something in his throat. How many times have we done that, over and over and over again? Except it didn't move, and he couldn't breathe. And ended up being fine. But you can get in trouble so quickly. Things happen so fast. And all of a sudden, you're in trouble. One of the words that the Bible uses for trouble, it shows up in different places. But this is what it means. Distress, affliction, adversity, anguish, tribulation. When we talk about trouble, distress, affliction, adversity, anguish, tribulation. It happens when Jacob was fleeing for his life from his brother. And it says that God met him in the day of his distress. He was in trouble, but God was there. It appears when Joseph's brothers have betrayed Joseph, sold him into slavery. A little later, they realize bad things are happening, that Joseph, who they don't recognize yet, is causing trouble in their life. But they refer to this moment when they saw him in the pit, and they said, when we saw his anguish and his distress. Anguish and distress. When Samuel's mother, Hannah, is being provoked by her husband's other wife, Scripture says that her rival provoked her severely to make her miserable. That's what this word trouble has, this connotation of being provoked to make you miserable. provoked by an adversary, being in trouble. It comes from a word that has to do with adversary and foe. It's a word that Hezekiah uses, and so does Isaiah, when the Assyrian army is surrounding Jerusalem. It says, we are in a day of trouble. In fact, many believe that Psalm 46 that we're going to look at right now was written at that time when Sennacherib had surrounded Jerusalem. Isaiah 36 and 37 will talk about how the Assyrians sent letters to be read to the people, to Hezekiah, about their impending destruction. They're given to the king to read before the king. But it's an amazing story because in the morning, one angel killed 186,000 soldiers of the Assyrians. But it's this day of trouble, and that's where we come to Psalm 46. Psalm 46, what I want you to see in the Bible this morning is not that we're to focus on trouble itself, but that when we're in trouble, we can focus on the Lord and look to God. Psalm 46, 47, and 48, they are psalms of praise. They're celebrating deliverance from an enemy. They're typically sung by the female voices, typically the sopranos. So if at any point you want to sing those high notes as we read this, feel free. Psalm 46, here we go, verse 1 through 3, it says this. First it talks about God's protection. To the chief musician, the psalm of the sons of Korah, song of Alamoth, here it is. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, and then it's this word Selah, which means pause, stop, think about this. So we come to these verses. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. In this psalm, six times it will talk about God being. God is, God shall, about the existence of God. Things change when God is in the picture. When we look at the trouble we're in, if we can see the presence of God, if we can live in an awareness of the presence of God, not just the existence, but the awareness of the presence of God, things change. This is the only time in this psalm that this particular word is used. God is my refuge. We'll see in the English version that refuge shows up again, but it's this word for refuge right here. It's very specific. God is my refuge. God is my strength, a very present help in trouble. That refuge, it means a shelter from the storm. Isaiah will talk about the very same thing. He'll use the very same word. This is our God. He is a shelter from the storm. So when you think about a storm coming at you, all around you, it says God is our refuge. He is our shelter, our protection. And it says a very present help, very present. And that's something that we can look at and we can learn. And we say, I'm so grateful that God has been faithful. And there's a credibility that comes when we look back over our lives and see, God has been faithful, God has been faithful, God has been faithful. When we look through Scripture and see, God has been faithful, He has been faithful, He's been faithful. There comes a confidence and assurance because of His credibility. His name is faithful and true. He has been so faithful. He is a very present help. We can just be so confident. He is a very present, right here, right now. Because sometimes we look back and we say, isn't that marvelous? He was faithful, but I need Him now. He is a very present help in trouble. Not just near trouble. Not just when you're in trouble, He's near. He's a help in trouble. It doesn't mean He's going to get in trouble with you. Have you ever had friends like that? Say, hey, do you want to get in trouble together? It's not like that. But when you're in trouble, He will be there. When you're in trouble, He will be near. Whatever you're going to face, He will be in it with you. We heard last week about the fiery furnace, that there was one in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Scripture talks about when you walk through the water, you won't be drowned, or when you walk through the flames, you won't be burned. He would be with us in trouble. The The psalmist will say, in my distress. We don't often say that we are distressed, but anybody ever say we're stressed? We're stressed or we're stressed out? In the midst of my distress or affliction or adversity. And sometimes we face troubles just because we live on the planet. And other times we face troubles that are a strategic assault and assignment of the enemy on our lives. God is present. God is ready. God is willing, and God is able to help. He's been a help, and he'll be a help now. Sometimes we find ourselves in trouble, and sometimes we get ourselves in trouble. Whoops. It's not just life happens. Sometimes we blow it. But regardless of whether you find yourself in trouble or you've got yourself in trouble, aren't you glad that God is a very present help in time of trouble? I wonder if there's someone here today who's in trouble. I wonder if there's someone in your life, perhaps, that you know is in trouble and needs to hear that God is a very present help in trouble. God can help. He'll never leave you or forsake you. When we think about the point where Jesus was on the cross, you remember what he cried out? Father, why have you forsaken me? Loved ones, he was forsaken that we would never be. He was forsaken. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? He was forsaken that we would never be. He'll never leave you, he'll never abandon you, he'll never walk out on you. You can always feel and know the presence of God. God is my refuge. God is my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, if we believe this, if we believe that God is our shelter and God is faithful, the fact that not only is he our help in times past, but he is our help in times present. If we believe this truth, it will shape how we live. Recognize this. When we see how much he loves us, he loves his children. You see his wonderful love for us. He does not take joy that you're in trouble. But do you know what he takes joy in? Rescuing you out of trouble. When he sees us in trouble, it says, well, serves you right. Well, had you just done this? Had you? He doesn't take joy when we get in trouble, but he is our Father who takes joy in getting us out of trouble, in reaching down and picking us up out of the miry clay. Wherever we start sinking, he takes joy because he loves us in rescuing us out of trouble. How many times do we sing songs about our Redeemer, our Rescuer, the one who reaches us, his amazing love that reaches us? It says, therefore, God is my refuge, God is my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not be afraid. If we believe this, that he's with us, we won't be afraid. Therefore, I will not fear. That word fear, it has to do with a couple things. It means be afraid, yes, but it also means reverence. Do you know the word fear means reverence? So we read scriptures like the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's not that we're afraid of God. It's the reverence. I will not give reverence to these fears. I will not fear. I will not give reverence to the enemy. Oh, look at how big the problem is. Look at how big the enemy is. I will not do that. Therefore, I will not fear. Though what I'm facing is shaking the very foundation of the world I live in. I found a shelter from the storm. There's no reason to fear because he's trustworthy. It talks about the earth, the mountains, the water. There's such turmoil. So, though the earth be removed and carried into the midst of the sea, this turbulence, the very ground that we're standing on is shaking. The solid footing becomes fragile. Listen to the news, so many places that are in crisis. Earthquakes, wars, floods. But there's also people that maybe you know, maybe you're here today, and the foundation of your world has been shaken. If it's a word from a doctor, or if it's a note from your spouse, or if it's the doorbell that rings, and the police standing there saying, I'm sorry, we've got bad news. It just happened to one of my friends a couple months ago. The knock on the door, the police standing there. I'm sorry to let you know, your son has passed away. the foundation of your world is shaken. Those who go to work one morning having no idea that that was going to be their last day at work. I've had friends who have been escorted out of the building, ushered out of the building, not knowing that was their last day at work. Dreams shattered, hopes, plans. But Jesus said this, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. In this world you will have trouble, you will have tribulation. That's a verse we don't have to stand on. We don't have to claim that promise. It just happens. In this world you have trouble. But take courage, I have overcome the world. Selah, pause. Pause. We come to this next part. Such a contrast. We've got the earth being carried into the midst of the sea. We've got the storm coming. We've got the trouble all around, needing God to be our refuge. Look at what verse 4 says, verse 4 through 7. Watch the contrast about the presence of God. It says this, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our, and here's the different word, refuge. And it then again says, Selah. Each of these sections, the psalmist encourages us, just pause for a minute before you race on to the next. Think about this. God is your refuge. God is our strength. But now here, there is a city whose streams make glad, the city of God, and God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. See, instead of this tumultuous storm, the earth shaking, the mountains trembling and moving, and the waters roaring and troubled, it now says there's a river. The river is symbolic of the presence of God, a river of his spirit, a river of life. There's something different God has for us. This presence like a peaceful stream versus the torrents that happened in verse 3. Isaiah tells us this, listen to this. The Lord will be for us a place of broad rivers and streams. Revelation 22 says there's a river of life that flows and comes from the throne of God. And it says this evident presence of God will make us glad. Here we are. We've moved from this trouble when we come into the awareness of the presence of God. God is in the midst of her and she shall not be moved. And there's a joy that happens. And it says here that he will help her at daybreak. And this is part of the reason when we think about it could have been written around the Assyrian assault against Jerusalem. He will help her at daybreak. When they woke up the next morning in Isaiah 36 and 37, when they woke up the next morning, they discovered 185,000 trained soldiers had been killed. The enemy had been wiped out. They ended up leaving and running away. He will help her at the break of dawn. It's that watchman looking for the light of dawn, light of day, light of dawn. He says, God is our, now here it says God is our refuge. He's not just talking about our shelter. It's talking about a fortress, a stronghold, a high place, something that's unattainable, unreachable. It was here Martin Luther saying, repent the words, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. And so earlier in the, it talked about God as our shelter from this storm, but now brings us to a place when we're of the awareness of the presence of God. No, God is our refuge. He is our fortress. Not just a shelter. It says Selah. We come from such a different place. We were here in the storm. We come to the joy of the Lord. God is in the midst of her and she shall not be moved. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God. We move from trouble to joy and gladness. And now watch, when we've moved from this, okay, awareness of presence of God, we discovered not only the protection of God, we not only discover the presence of God, but we're going to discover the preeminence of God. Like, oh God, this is who you are. And our eyes begin to be opened, and watch these next verses. Verse 8, come, behold the works of the Lord. It's this moment now where now you're in God's presence. Now open your eyes and see. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth, who made wars to cease, to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. There it is, that fortress again, Selah. He causes war to cease. It means this: I didn't start it, but I'm going to finish it. And it's this phrase, be still. And there are other places where it says to be still in the Bible and know that he's God, and in quietness and confidence will be our strength. But in context here, just pay attention to the context here. This is not only a voice to his people, but this is the voice to the nations. It's not an invitation to silent worship, but it is a forcible command to the nations. Just like when Jesus said to the wind and the waves, be still. He rebuked the wind and he calmed the sea when he stilled the waters. Sometimes we take this verse, be still and know that I am God, as a contemplative silent worship moment. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But the context is this. There's rage. The nations are raging. He is breaking the bow. He is breaking the spear. He is burning the chariot, standing up and saying, enough. Be still and know that I am God. I didn't start this, but I'm finishing it right now. Be still. Be still. I'm your safety. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This refuge, this high, unattainable, exalted one. We think of the mountain of the Lord. I think of how when Satan declared what he would do. I will ascend to the mountain of the Most High. I will be like God. And I saw Satan fall like lightning. God is the God Most High. So we go from this place of when we discover that we're in trouble, the foundations of our world are shaking, that God will be a refuge for the storm. Then we move into this place. As we come into that refuge, we recognize that he's not only a shelter, but there's a river of life that flows to us, and there's joy that he has for us. Even in the midst of the storm, as we come into that shelter, as we come into that safety place, we discover that there's joy for us. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We come into this place, and we're near with him, and then we discover that he is not just our refuge or shelter, but he is our fortress. And as we are in him, then we discover how big he is, that he makes wars to cease, and he says, be still to all that was raging around us. Regardless of how high God is and how exalted he is, there is not a place where you can fall so low that he can't hear you or that he can't reach you in your time of need. At this time, when the psalm was written, when the enemy had postured themselves around the people of God, the prophet Nahum will say this: the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. He's the bridge over troubled waters. He's a bridge over a troubled soul. This morning, maybe this message is for you. Maybe it's for someone in your world that you need to take the message to. You've all got Bibles. You've all got Psalm 46. It's in your hands to be able to take to someone and say, God is a very present help in trouble, and he'll be with you. He's your protection. He's your provision. He doesn't love that you're in trouble, but he does love to rescue you out of trouble. Can we go ahead and pray this morning? God, as we gather together in this moment, we're so thankful for your word. We thank you that your word is not just stories and that we read about what happened. Your word is promises that we can hold on to now. It's not just past tense, it's present tense. You are a very present help in time of trouble. And God, I pray for each person here today who is in a storm, who feels like they are in trouble. I pray that the storm around them would not become the storm within them. And instead there would be peace. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, and God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. And God is in the midst of her. Lord, would you be in the midst of every person's life who is in trouble today, struggling, hurting, confused, in need? Lord, would you be in the midst and show yourself strong? Jesus, you are the deliverer, you are the rescuer. They cried out on Palm Sunday, Hosanna, deliver us. We cry out that even now, Hosanna, deliver us. Those who are in trouble, deliver them out of trouble, I pray. Let them know of your nearness, know of your closeness. Father, and those in our world that are in trouble, God, help us to be a voice of hope. Help us to bring the good news to those who don't yet know that there is a Savior who is Christ the Lord, who don't yet know that you're a very present help in time of trouble. God, we pray that you would use us to help bring people into safe harbor in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.